Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has confirmed it will not be purchasing 9 houses in Ballymacool, Letterkenny under the tenant in situ scheme. A man has been hospitalised following a crash on the outskirts of Letterkenny earlier today. An orange fire danger notice has been extended in Donegal and investigations are ongoing into a hit and run in Fulcara last week. Those stories do follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport at coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news this evening, Donegal County Council has confirmed it will not be purchasing 9 houses in Ballymacool, Letterkenny under the tenant in situ scheme. The houses are being sold by the owners of Twin Estates, who have been in discussion with the council about the possible acquisition of the houses. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Responding to a question from Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, officials confirmed the council's structural engineer has reviewed the documentation submitted by Twin Estates engineer and has advised that he is not in a position to recommend the acquisition of the properties based on the information received. The recommendation, they say, is a requirement as part of Donegal County Council's house acquisition policy, which was adopted in January 2023. The reply says the council remains committed to working with the tenants through the housing team and HAP Placefinder service to assist in identifying alternative accommodation for those affected by the proposed sale of the properties by Twin Estates.
Well, speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says it must be remembered that the core of this are 8 families facing homelessness.
I've seen both statements before Christmas, away before Christmas, that two of them was blaming one another for lack of engagement, you know, which was pretty, I think, was very childish, you know, on both sides, to be honest, Greg. It should have been, because we're talking about families here, you know, children, that's, homes that's going to be lost, you know, over a lack of engagement on, probably on both sides.
Labour is calling for a return of the temporary wage subsidy scheme to deal with potential layoffs from Donald Trump's tariffs. Taoiseach Simon Harris is travelling to Washington, D.C. today for a series of meetings with the U.S. administration. The Labour Party says preparations have to be put in place by the government to deal with wage cuts and potential layoffs at Irish companies. TD George Lawler doesn't believe the response so far has been up to scratch.
I think it's changing on a daily basis. I don't think there is a plan in place by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael or the regional independents for this. And that's why we have called to put in place the measures, such as the temporary wage subsidy scheme, to ensure that the workers that are affected in these companies are anchored. Because what we don't want to repeat is what happened during the collapse of the economy, where, for instance, construction workers left the country as such, and we weren't in a position to catch up.
A man has been hospitalised following a crash on the outskirts of Letterkenny this afternoon. The single vehicle collision occurred on the Ran Road in the Letterleague area at around 2:15. Gardaí say the man's injuries are non-life threatening. A new report reveals significant failures in governance at Children's Health Ireland. A HICO investigation found no approval was given for the use of unregulated metal springs in 3 spinal surgeries at Temple Street Children's Hospital between 2020 and 2022. The report contains 19 recommendations to CHI and the HSE to improve oversight, and the chair of CHI's board, Dr. Jim Brown, announced his resignation this afternoon. Sean Egan, HICWA's Director of Healthcare Regulation, says inadequate controls were in place to protect children from the risk of harm.
It looked at the specifics in relation to these surgeries, but it also looked at the governance arrangements within CHI. So what we mean by that are the arrangements around oversight, approval, checks and balances within the organisation to oversee and ensure that practice is correct. And we found very significant weaknesses at various different levels within CHI, from board all the way down to clinical practice.
An orange fire danger notice has been extended in Donegal. The alert for gorse, heather, dry grasses and other vegetation will remain in place until midday Monday. Donegal County Council is urging landowners and members of the public to take all necessary precautions to prevent wildfires, while property owners in areas prone to wildfires are asked to trim any vegetation surrounding their properties and oil tanks immediately. Investigations are ongoing into a hit-and-run in Fulcara last week. A car travelling in the Ray area towards Dunfanaghy on Tuesday morning last at around 22:09 was hit by an oncoming vehicle which failed to remain at the scene. Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing for information.
This occurred at the local road, it's the L1013 at Ray, Fulcara, on Tuesday the 1st of April at approximately 8:40 a.m. The driver reported he was travelling the road from Fulcara towards Dunfanaghy when his car collided with an oncoming red car. The damage is caused to the driver's side of his car as a result. So this road is very narrow and the driver of the other car didn't remain at the scene. So our first appeal is that the driver make contact with Gardaí and any other road users who have dashcam footage from that time. Make it available to Gardaí Milford on 915-30-60.
The man convicted of raping and murdering Donegal woman Danielle McLaughlin in India has launched an appeal against the life sentence handed down to him. Miss McLaughlin was killed in Goa in 2017. After many delays, Vikat Bhagat was sentenced to life imprisonment in early February. However, the Irish Daily Star reports that he has now made an appeal to the Bombay High Court. Letterkenny University Hospital is the second most overcrowded hospital in the country today. According to the INMO's Trolley Watch report, 40 people were waiting for a bed this morning. 13 of those were on a trolley in the hospital's emergency department, while 27 people were waiting on wards elsewhere. The hospital yesterday warned that it was extremely busy, with long wait times being experienced in the emergency department. A number of staff at a fish processing factory in Killybegs have lost 2 days' worth of wages after 750 tonnes of blue whiting turned to mush while being weighed at the pier. Senator Manus Boyle claims approximately 50 workers were affected on Sunday, missing out on double pay. The fish was intended for human consumption, but ultimately had to be used for fish meal instead. Senator Boyle emphasised that while the fishing community is not against monitoring, it's crucial that it's carried out correctly to prevent a reoccurrence.
There was 50 people in the factory on the Sunday and it's double time, and I said, you know yourself, it's all about getting, it's hard to get workers, and then when you do and the factories work on a weekend, people get well paid for it, and it was sad they had to go home, you know. And I mean, that's a big loss to the local economy, you know, it really is. I mean, if you take 50 people at double time on a Sunday, they're probably averaging maybe 250 to 300 euros. That's a big loss to the like of the town of Killybegs.
What way could this have been done differently so that this didn't happen?
Well, this could have been done differently if the monitor had been done in the factory. I mean, there is a procedure there for factory monitors. There is a video. There might be up to 18 video cameras zooming in on the lines and everything like that. There is ways it could have been done, and it's been done in the past on the factory monitor, but going through the machine, really, it was a total non-runner.
Well, Minister for the Marine, Timmy Dilley, gave a commitment on today's 9 till noon show that he would do all he can to ensure Killybegs Pier is operating to its full.
And I will be in Killybegs very shortly, and I do want to see this equipment in operation, this equipment working, so that I better understand that as I try to chart my way through this, that to look to the future to see if it's possible to find ways that meets everybody's needs and expectations here, protects our Sea Fisheries Authority and the work that they do, protects the fishermen who work really hard out there, and protects the process.
Donegal County Council, meanwhile, is being urged to abolish landing fees for island fishermen. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey says increasing costs, coupled with a decline in the fishing industry, is having a serious knock-on effect on fishermen. Donegal County Council has agreed to discuss harbour bylaws at the next Roads and Transportation SPC. Councillor O'Farrey says intervention, no matter how small, would go a long way in helping the fishing industry survive.
I think it's very important, and when you look down the last number of years, the huge cutbacks that the fishermen have had in relation to quotas, and also the price of increasing diesel and petrol prices, updating their equipment and boats, updating their engines. So it's very important, you know, the safety aspect of it as well, sticking into consideration the insurance. And I was calling on the council, and I'm glad to the response I got back now that they're going to review to the next policy and roads meeting, and hopefully they'll abolish it. And this will include all landing fees at piers and harbours.
And this isn't talking about massive trawlers landing fish. This is the people that are fishing here in Donegal?
It's the common fishermen here in Donegal on the island, staff, shore fishermen. Very, you know, they're prevented from fishing all year round and only have maybe lobsters, crabs and a small bit of fish. The ban on fishing is huge in Donegal. We're affected big time. And we're a coastal community, like. And with these regulations coming from Europe, and when you see the, you know, cutbacks in vessels decommissioning over the last 5 to 10 years, there aren't about young people joining the industry. It's very hard for young people to join the industry when you see what's happening in relation to quotas and the restrictions on it. So this would help the fishermen. It wouldn't help them a lot, but it would help them a little to abolish these fees.
Paddy Shobeen hasn't ruled himself out of running for president. Aintu is considering fielding a candidate in the election later this year. Party leader Paddy Shobeen refused to shed much light on who that may be.
I can confirm that it's highly unlikely that it'll be myself to run for the Oirs. I've run for enough elections in the last 12 months now, to be honest.
A West Donegal councillor has hit out at irresponsible campervan owners in Dunfanaghy. One campervan was discovered parked overnight across three parking bays, including a disabled bay in the Market Square area. Meanwhile, fishermen had difficulty launching this morning due to piers in Dunfanaghy and Port na Blá being blocked by campervans. Councillor Michael McLafferty is appealing to campervan owners to show respect to the local areas they're visiting.
They're taking up three car parking spaces, as you can see, parked parallel. But the bigger, the sore thing about it was, in the middle of those three car parking spaces, there was a disability space. We all know the rules of the road. You know where you should be parking, where you shouldn't be parking. Obviously, if you're parking somewhere inappropriately, and particularly if you're going to take up a number of car parking spaces parked parallel, that's not on. Like, I would just appeal to people publicly going forward, just think what you're doing when you're out in these camper vans or likewise or out and about through our towns. Just please pay attention to the rules and regulations in our town compared to any other town. This morning was just total lack of respect for all rules of the road and the locals alike. We welcome everybody to Dunfanaghy, Fochiara, Creasley, all the towns on the west coast. But just all we're just asking is just use your discretion when you come. Another thing's come up this morning there as well, Michaela, too, both in Dunfanaghy. Getting a lot of calls here this morning from people angry about that because, again, the camper vans have totally blocked all the piers and the fishing. The fishermen can't get into their boats and so on, access this kind of stuff. It seems to come to a bit of a head there this morning, particularly in Port na Blá pier there, and in St. Dunfanaghy as well. I think there's maybe 14 or 15 of them. That's unacceptable going forward, as well as that too. There's a health and safety matter here as well, Michaela. If anything went wrong here via barbecues or otherwise, as these people do at piers, if anything caught fire, I don't know where the fire brigade would stand with the whole thing. It would get, the whole thing's very congested, like, and God forbid if a fire did get up, either in a vehicle or a boat or otherwise, it would certainly be a bit of mayhem to get the emergency vehicles in anyway.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland will look to do a Nations League double over Greece this evening. Kerala Ward's side were 4-0 winners over the Greeks in Crete last Friday, and they'll be looking for a similar result this evening. Ciara Caruso will miss the game with a quad injury, and former Ireland international Maeve De Burka believes that Amber Barrett is in prime position to start this evening.
I think she deserves it. Like, she's been around that squad, yeah, like I said, 50 caps at this stage, and so many of those have just been you know, off the bench, and she's managed to get 8 goals in that time too. So I think Carla will probably start her. I imagine we might see Saoirse Noonan off the bench.
And Tyler Toland is also expected to start this evening. Katie McCabe is suspended. Kickoff in Tala is at 7:30. Also in Group 1 of the Nations League this evening, Northern Ireland, they play Romania at 7 o'clock in Windsor Park. In other matches this evening, Arsenal will play Real Madrid in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. The Gunners have home advantage with kick-off at the Emirates Stadium at 8 o'clock. At the same time in Munich, there's a repeat of the 2010 final as Bayern play Inter. In the Championship tonight, there's 9 ties down for decision as the season comes to a close. There's 6 games left with the leaders among the matches this evening. The leaders Burnley, they're away to Derby County. Second place Sheffield United, they're at home to Millwall. And third place Leeds United, they're away to Middlesbrough. Back locally, Fannett United will be in Dublin for the first round tie of the FAI Senior Cup. The Donegal Junior League side have been drawn away to Dublin outfit Leicester Celtic, who play their home games in Rathfarnham. It's Fannett's first appearance in the Cup since 2011, and it's a first ever appearance at senior level for Leicester. That game will be played on the weekend, ending the 18th of May. There's one game in the SSE Electricity First Division this evening. Wexford, they can move up to fourth if they win at home to Longford Town. Kickoff on that one is at 7:45. In Gaelic games, there's one game in the Brian McCormick Sports All-County League Division 1 this evening. Sean McCool's, they play Glenswally. That one starts at 7 o'clock in Ballybuffet. Meanwhile, the views and thoughts in the aftermath of Donegal's Ulster win over Derry continue in the early part of this week. Derry have to wait 6 weeks before they'll be back on the field in the All-Ireland Series, while Donegal have an Ulster quarter-final to look forward to on Easter Sunday. On Monday night's DL debate, Brendan Devaney was joined by Derry's Chrissy McCaig.
Donegal look like a team that are now a year and a half at least into their new project, and they've done so much work. They're so cohesive, they're so united, they're so on script with each other. It's going to take a lot to phase them. And when I reflect back on the game yesterday, like even when Derry brought it back down to 2 points, the body language of the players on the pitch, they still just didn't look like a team that were going, right, let's go on here and try and win the game. And like from a Derry perspective, that was disappointing, and it maybe just shows where their confidence is at present.
You can listen back to that full programme with Brenton Devaney, Chrissy McCaig and Kevin Cassidy in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In golf, Rory McIlroy says he's feeling good ahead of the start of the Masters on Thursday. The four-time major champion is aiming to win the green jacket for the first time and complete the career Grand Slam. Speaking to the media in Augusta this afternoon, he's been encouraged by his performances on the PGA Tour so far this year.
It's been a nice way to start the year with the two victories at Pebble Beach and Sawgrass. You know, I've had a couple of visits up here, and it's been a good week, and obviously, you know, looking forward to getting this thing going on Thursday.
In darts, Dylan Slevin pulled off a major shock at Players' Championship 11, beating world champion Luke Littler in the first round today. The Tipperary native beat the 18-year-old by 6-3 this afternoon in Leicester. He was subsequently beaten by Martin Lookman in a deciding leg in the second round. In horse racing, Caleb de Allen has died following his run in the Aintree Grand National last Saturday. The 13-year-old pulled up in the closing stages before collapsing. Having been attended by veterinary staff, Caleb de Allen has been recovering in recent days, but trainer Philip Hobbs and Johnson White confirmed the horse died, having deteriorated significantly overnight. Well, that's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, it's emerged tourists due to visit Gola Island have cancelled their accommodation as a result of the island once again being left without water. It's understood the water outage has been ongoing for a week now. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbach says it's unacceptable that Gola Island has for years been without an adequate water supply.
Well, there's an issue there where if people are in for a number of weeks, which we have at the moment, people on the island, they'll have to leave the island, they'll have to go to the mainland to get water supplies. But you also have the issue of water in terms of cleaning, cooking, toilets. It's not acceptable that we're left with Gola the way it is. We have Tari under boil notice. We have Inishbofin under boil notice for very long periods of time. We have a situation where Inishvickidoran has no water. And just the lack of infrastructure investment from the government is just not acceptable at 2025.
And, you know, we're really trying to promote the islands for tourism, but for locals who live there, it's, I'm sure, for some it's going to reach a point where they're just going to move to the mainland because they're becoming very fed up with everything.
Well, we've seen the situation there now over the last couple of days where people had cancelled their long stay and on Gola, I guess, and it's not acceptable that we have to go and beg Ishkir and please get it fixed this week, please get it fixed this week. And we're left with this on a constant basis. And the ones that it's mostly affecting clearly is the island community themselves.
The Rathmullen Pier Services building has reopened following a weekend criminal damage incident. Damage was caused to the building's doors between 3 and 8 o'clock on Friday and rubbish scattered around the area. The facility was forced to close over the weekend as a result. Councillor Pádraig McGarvey says the building was closed for health and safety reasons.
the damage was caused to the toilets. The caretaker on Friday night just closed the door, and on Saturday morning he contacted me. I suppose we investigated and we seen the damage that was caused. There was hinges needed, the doors was off the frames, the enclosures was gone altogether. So there was a danger there as well. So we just made the decision, because we couldn't get nobody on the council to come out because it was the weekend. And we made the decision to close them. We closed them, and thankfully on Monday, Kevin McCluskey from the Donegal County Council and myself organised a contractor to have them fixed, and we had them fully operational by yesterday evening.
The driving test is to change from next week. From Monday, theory questions such as hand signals will be asked before the driver gets into the car. Robert McHugh, driving instructor at RoadSense, says more changes are on the horizon in the near future.
Now, they have announced in 2026 they're going to bring in questions on ADAS. Now, ADAS is Advanced Driver Assist Systems. So that would be like adaptive cruise control, lane assist, hands-free driving, your blind spot monitor, stuff like that. So they haven't told us what them questions are. They're coming in next year in 2026.
For weather now, dry and bright this evening with a light easterly breeze. Tonight will be dry and clear with a few patches of mist and fog forming. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees with a touch of frost in places. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal County Council has confirmed it will not be purchasing 9 houses in Ballymacool, Letterkenny under the tenant in situ scheme. The houses are being sold by owners Twin Estates, who have been in discussion with the council about the possible acquisition of the properties. A man has been hospitalised following a crash in the outskirts of Letterkenny earlier today. The single vehicle collision occurred on the Ran Road in the Letcher League area at around 2:15. An orange fire danger notice has been extended in Donegal. The alert for gorse, heather, dry grasses and other vegetation will remain in place until midday Monday. And a number of staff at a fish processing factory in Killybegs have lost 2 days' worth of wages after 750 tonnes of blue whiting turned to mush while being weighed at the pier. Senator Manus Boyle claims approximately 50 workers were affected on Sunday, missing out on double pay. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, April the 8th. The death has taken place of Sally Sharkey, Nate Doherty, Ollie, Gort Annie, Quigley's Point. Sally's remains are en route to the home of her son Edward Martin, Tromity, Quigley's Point. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in Drung Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Kathleen Caitlin Erskine, Nae O'Donnell, Gilbertstown, Brocklis, reposing at the home of her daughter Karina and son-in-law Eamon, Conlon Road, Killybegs, until 7 o'clock this evening. House strictly private at all other times. Private removal tomorrow from her residence in Gilbertstown, Brocklis, to the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell, Brocklis, for funeral mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Anne Stewart, Nae McGlade, Belfast, Antrim and formerly Marble Hill, Donegal. No wake, house is strictly private. Funeral mass will be held at Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 12 noon. Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family flowers only, donations if desired to La Arch Belfast, care of O'Kane's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Vera May Porter, Killeenur Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight. Family time, please, at all other times. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Church Convoy, followed by cremation on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Community Palliative Care Team, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of John Brown, Mahari Dunlow. John's remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home until 8 o'clock tonight, with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon at St Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Community Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Peter Deveney, 6 5-acre Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.